The Hanley Center already had a program treating addiction in senior citizens, but as the number of baby boomers looking for help went up, the center saw another need.
They didn't really identify with the older adults, 75, 78 and older.
Juan Harris is clinical director of the Boomer and Older Adult Programs at the Hanley Center. He says for many boomers, drug use was part of the culture they grew up with.
I still find some romanticizing about the music in the old days, and quite a few of them are still smoking pot.
But marijuana is not the drug that sends most baby boomers into treatment. Harris says it's legal drugs like sleeping pills and painkillers.
I'd been in Alcoholics Anonymous for so long, and I was quite sure my doctor would never have put me in harm's way.
This woman, who asked that we call her Brittany, came to West Palm Beach from the Midwest to be treated at the Hanley Center. During a bout with precancerous lesions on her liver, she started having anxiety attacks. She'd been sober for 10 years when her family doctor prescribed Klonopin. It helped with the anxiety, but after years on the drug,
I was just plummeting into more and more depression.
Her doctor told her she was addicted to Klonopin and needed to get off the drug, so she did with the help of a clinic.
And that caused severe insomnia, so they gave me Ambien to help me sleep.
But Brittany still wasn't sleeping, and now she was losing weight, too. She was cold all the time. Her body shook.
I was just a mess. Couldn't figure it out. I went to one doctor after another, and they kept saying, well, this is just you, this is just your anxiety, you. And then another one said, you're mentally ill. One said, I'm bipolar.
But she was sure it was something else.
I was screaming for help, but it was like one of those dreams where there's no sound coming out. You know when you wake up from a nightmare and you wake up and I was like that every single minute of the day.
That's when she decided to come to Florida and get help at the Hanley Center's Boomer Recovery Program.
And within 3 hours, they said, this is your problem, and it was the Ambien.
The clinical team there told her she never should have been on Ambien while being weaned off Klonopin. Today, Brittany is clean, and she thinks doctors are too quick to prescribe drugs like sleeping pills. Dr. John Eustace, medical director of the South Miami Hospital Addiction Treatment Center, agrees.
The traditional medical training now has a very small part addressed to what we believe is a major health issue, and that's substance dependence, abuse, and addiction.
Eustace says if a patient came to him complaining about trouble sleeping, first he would talk to the patient and try to find out what was causing the problem.
Rather than just make the first approach a pharmaceutical.
Drug companies aggressively market to doctors as well as consumers, and Eustace says that's part of the problem too. And that's a big difference from previous generations.
Very rarely did we hear about anything stronger than aspirin or Tylenol when Tylenol emerged.
After Brittany finished her treatment in West Palm Beach, she decided to stay in South Florida.
I'm back in school and I'm very busy. Very happy.
She runs her own business now and she's studying psychology. Dr. Eustace and his colleagues with the American Society of Addiction Medicine are petitioning medical schools across the country to make substance abuse part of the standard curriculum. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.